Matt Bevan joins us now for some news headlines. Hi, Matt.
I need to apologise in advance, PK. My voice isn't great today. So instead of this, have a listen to this sound from Hong Kong International Airport. These are protesters singing from the Act 1 finale of Les Miserables. This has been the sound of protests in Hong Kong for 5 years now. Subsequently, this song has been banned in the People's Republic of China on music streaming services there. As you have been discussing this morning, in the last 24 hours, less singing and more violence around the Hong Kong airport. Police have been clashing with protesters there. Here's Sky News UK's Stuart Ramsey inside the airport talking about the police.
In the last 24 hours, they changed their tactics. They're being criticised from Beijing. They're being criticised from some of the people in Hong Kong, saying you can't just let this violence go on. And you're right. In the last 24 hours, they really changed the way their tactics were. They immediately attack. It's tear gas straight away and then in with the batons, and people are getting hurt. But I have to say, the demonstrators have been pushing them and pushing them and pushing them, because a lot of them were not peaceful protests. I felt yesterday that the protest movement was losing some momentum. The shooting of that girl in the eye and what's happened here today closing the airport, I suspect, has reinvigorated the whole momentum of the protest movement. I think things are just going to get worse and worse.
One of the main reasons the airport is the current target of protesters is they want to bring more international attention to the situation. While some international visitors are sympathetic to their plight, others, like this South African woman who recently moved to Hong Kong, want the protests to end.
Everybody in Hong Kong is so lovable and welcoming for all foreigners, and then to experience this, it hurts me. It really hurts me. There's a good and a bad to both protesters, and there's a good and a bad to police. And I just wish both sides would just stop. Like, I understand what they're fighting for, and I appreciate what everybody's fighting for, but this is not what we're supposed to be like. I would rather go back to South Africa. This is what I'm going to be living with for the next few years.
Meanwhile, an Australian visitor who's based on the Chinese mainland has made international headlines at the airport by angrily confronting protesters who had prevented his flight from leaving.
The sooner Hong Kong actually becomes part of the mainland of China, which is what it's actually designed to be, the better it's going to be. It's recognised all around the world that Hong Kong and Taiwan are actually part of China. I actually think the Hong Kong police have actually been very, very restrained with what they've actually done.
Given
what
they've seen,
you should be very thankful at the moment. There's only the Hong Kong police, and they're very, very restrained from what they've actually seen.
That video has gone all around the world thanks to the Chinese Communist Party newspaper, the Global Times, which has been spreading it across the internet. It's unclear how this is all going to play out. Hong Kong knows their success or failure depends on the rest of the world backing them against the mainland. The US President Donald Trump has weighed in on Twitter this morning, saying, "Many are blaming me and the United States for the problems going on in Hong Kong. I can't imagine why. I'm not sure what he's talking about there. I haven't seen people blaming Donald Trump." But the president has followed up with a second tweet saying, "Our intelligence has informed us that the Chinese government is moving troops to the border with Hong Kong. Everyone should be calm and safe." It's a tense situation, PK, and the president of the United States is paying attention, although not really weighing in on either side yet.
Yes, he's certainly paying attention. And Matt, I've got to say, I've been overwhelmed with messages worrying about you. Yes, you're fine.
Yeah,
but we might send
fine.
You
just
for
voice.
A little bit of a rest.
Yeah.
Just a voice rest.
Yeah.
I have been there. You need to not talk for a little while. That's
right.
What they tell you. Very hard for people like us.
Yes, it is.
It's torturous. Goodbye,
yes.
Matt.
Bye.
Matt Bevan there.